Cleaners.
Hi! We get so excited. So guys, we are back with another snippet during our break. We hope that you've been enjoying your holiday season. Mm-hmm. Hope that you enjoyed your time with family, ate good, played some games, fought a little bit, made up, all that.
All the things. And so we know you're probably at the point of a holiday hangover and you just want to get away and listen to your friends at Cleaners. So yes. Here we are.
Hey. So first thing, Sarita, what I gotta know.
Yeah.
Is because after holidays, it's like leftover season. You smashing just the same food for days, driving you nuts, all of that stuff. What is on your leftover plate and what do you like get to be behind me?
Well, I think we've established at this point that I am a non-traditional holiday person. We do not do a big holiday dinner. We hit the tree and then go our separate ways. So it could be Chinese food. It could be leftover pizza. I'm just eating regular food. It's over, y'all. Not a big thing. What about you?
Well, because my family goes in, we have a Jamaican Christmas. That's when we unashamedly cook all of our dishes. So I'm smashing all the meats.
Okay.
Your oxtail, your jerk pork, your curry chicken, your curry goat, all that. That is on smash for the next few days. Definitely macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. I'm forever smashing that. And rice and peas. And then also my mama's cake.
Aww.
Yes. She sneaks it in my bag. I'm not allowed to get a whole cake like everybody else because one of us has no chill when it comes to the cake. And I will eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, goodness.
And there was a lot of alcohol in it. And I've gotten in trouble even as a grown adult. So I don't get a whole cake like everyone else. I just get a wedge. And I do smash that wedge in one sitting, Mom. She knows I'll be looking for it. So she gives me a small enough piece just in case I eat it in one sitting.
Yeah.
And then she says, if you want more, you got to come to the house.
Oh, okay.
That's all you get.
So cute.
Yes. So guys, now that we are done wrapping and unwrapping gifts, we got one last little thing to wrap on up. And that is this year in CHH.
Bye.
So we are about to go through a couple of our just albums that we just cannot let you go into 2018 without having listened to.
Mm-hmm.
So first, what was your favorite album of 2017?
Favorite album of 2017... probably King's Kaleidoscope, The Beauty Between. Had to think about it. I really don't like picking favorites of anything. If you ask me my favorite of most things, I tell you I can't. I don't like to pick favorites. I like all things. But this album I kept coming back to over the last couple of months. Love it because it has the music vibe. It has the beats. It has all the artists I usually love to listen to. Great message. And just a lot of great moments. I couldn't stop listening to it. And actually, during a lot of the transitions in my life in this last couple of months, I've come back to that album. So, yeah.
What's interesting is I don't think that there's any one particular album that I've just had on super repeat this year, which is really surprising to me. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's the music. I don't know. I'm just going to say it's me because I don't want y'all looking for me. I will have to say Lecrae, All Things Work Together, only because I think when I think of how long I've listened to something in terms of repeating it, even though it wasn't the longest time, because you know new music drops every 2 seconds.
Seriously.
That was probably the longest. I think that there were a lot of different vibes and different feelings. I could party to it. I could cry to it. I could vibe to it. There are a lot of different feelings I could experience to it. And so it just got a lot of rotation on the strength that it was just so versatile.
Nice. That's good. Good selection. Not mad at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is your most slept on album or project from 2017?
Well, we actually came up with the same one.
Yeah, well, there's two.
Well,
from the same artist.
Yes. So I say it's In the Way of Me by Taylor Gray.
I say it's Jacob and Judas by The Elevationist, which is Taylor Gray and Kristen Gray.
Yes, I feel like In the Way of Me came, I feel like I loved on it a lot, but I felt like I didn't hear a lot about it.
No, not at all. It was completely slept on. Unless you knew who Taylor Gray already was, or if you knew Kristen Gray, who was his brother, and at least could have some idea of what was happening. He's not super well known in CHH because he does very sporadically put music out. He's not one of those people who's going to have a project out every year for every 2 years. He's very much like, oh, I feel like creating here.
I really think that that's how he felt because, I mean, he lives here. I fully expected that I was going to at least get an opportunity to pull up on a show. He was like, I'm living my life, ma'am. You just listen to these tunes and goodbye. Yeah. But yes, if you have not listened to it, if you've not listened to both of them, please bless your entire existence.
I'm not even sure you can get Jacob and Judas anymore.
No, you got to know somebody.
It was definitely one of those projects that they crowdfunded and then you got the album because you were a part of the process. And that's how I got my copy. And I got a physical as well. So I had the digital, I kept that, I gave the physical to Simone.
I have the digital too, but I couldn't resist the physical.
I just love it so much. Like, Blood Orange is still one of my favorites. You guys literally, like, I don't know how to get it to you. So, do your thing, internet.
Yes, find it.
I can't help you. Get to work. But yes, Jacob and Judas, hard to get to, but if you can get to it, make it happen. Go.
Okay, so, the next category that we have, I'm excited about this one, Glow Up of the Year. And it's more so just... Yeah, just glow up of the year. How about we'll just leave it at that?
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
Natalie Lauren. She is chosen because she launched Native this year, which I feel like it's like a production company or like a catch-all for a lot of people.
It looks cool. I don't know what it is.
It just seems cool. Like, because I know it's not like people who are signed. Maybe she's like managing, but she's not signing. I don't know. But KB's on it, Swoop's on it, Joseph Solomon's on it, and then Natalie herself as a producer and writer is on it. And they have been launching clothing. She's like released stuff through all of those artists through this year. She has actually helped with the tour. The tour with KB and Trip was partly funded by Native. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are dropping stuff, and they'll be dropping things into next year. And I think it's actually very cool that her as an artist and a writer and collaborator in that instance has grown even more past that. And even when people were talking about like sexism or whatever, they were like, Natalie Lauren is somebody who we feel who has had people behind her. And so she hasn't had to deal as much when she was Susie Rocket as Natalie all across the board. She has support from all of CHH and has been able to do so much. And I think that her glow up is way past artist into like mogul, like CHH type mogul moves. Like, she's doing things that most people cannot and would have not been able to do beforehand.
Ooh, go ahead, Lane. The person that I selected for the glow up of the year is Ruslan.
Mm.
Now, I do look for plenty of opportunities to drop his name.
Yeah, legitimately.
I do.
He might be on here again. I don't even know.
I mean, it's applicable to all conversations. Yeah. So I chose Ruslan because I feel like he has not only been, of course, consistent as an artist, but what we've seen from him this year is that he started to kind of slip into this mentoring, teaching the babies kind of role. Yeah. And I like it. I feel like King's Dream podcast, another podcast that drops when it wants to, when it feels like it, but I love it. I'm here for it. I feel like it's been really great in just talking to artists about the mindset to have. And I think that the perspective that he has, just being a father and a husband and somebody who's been doing this for a long time and independently and so on, he just has so much wisdom to give. And his videos are very informative. I'm not even an artist, but I'd be like, word, for real? Yeah. I'd be all in them videos. And so I like seeing him take this role of, let me talk to people and let me, you know, teach people how to navigate the scene, especially as a believer. Yeah. But let me give you some good, practical, solid, this is what you've got to do to like feed your family with this kind of advice. So love that. Respect it.
Yeah.
Glow up as Ruslan.
Even his videos when he breaks down other people's music and goes, here's like what I loved and here's what I didn't like. It never sounds like hating because he really has real deep thoughts and opinions about content, production, you know, marketing, all of those things.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So when you get a moment, check that out.
Check him out.
Yes, Ruslan on the medias.
And Ruslan, if you're watching this, what up?
Hello as well.
Courtney's laughing at us, but we really are trying to make connections in the new year.
We're talking to everybody.
All right, so who was the favorite artist that you discovered that was brand new to you, at least, in 2017?
I'm really lost on this one.
Mm. You put it down as a category.
I did. And it's because I thought that there was somebody I was going to be excited about. Oh, you know what? Whoops. And we back. Okay. Aha Gazelle.
Oh, that's true. New to you in 2017. Yes. Okay.
One, we have gotten through many a workout together. So thank you for just keeping me together.
You don't even know you her workout partner.
Yes. But I like Aha because his music is fun. I feel like he's 12, but somehow still gives us 90s nostalgia. Huh. And I don't know if he's really allowed to do that because I don't know how old he is. But because he does it well, we'll let it slide. But I need to see some ID.
Yeah. No, don't look. You'll be disappointed. He's a child.
Thought so. But yes, his music is great. It's, you know, he sings, he raps, but there's content. It's not just some Fetty Wap sounding guy.
Yeah.
Ugh, death of the mumbles. But he's actually saying stuff. You listen, you'd be like, that was kind of hard. Picture perfect. I don't need no canon like Mariah. I'm still stuck on that. I would be stuck on that until I learn something else.
Okay.
What you got?
Cass. She was new to me this year, and I actually looked to see if there was something I would have known her from. I wouldn't. She really did just pop up on my radar this year. I love her. I'm getting into like some of her other vibes because right now, like, she does like poppy stuff, but then she also hits that R&B vein, and that's where I like really dig in. That R&B vein where it's cool but safe, but like flags, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's me. So I like to have stuff that soundtracks like my life, too. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So Cass, I really, really enjoyed her this year.
Absolutely. Sarita.
Yeet.
What was the best live show that you attended this year?
This was hard because I feel like we went to a lot of shows this year. Like, if you came to Atlanta, you probably fell through. And I think at the beginning of the year, we were like, nobody's coming to Atlanta. And we're not going to be able to see any shows.
Everybody came. It was a lot. It was awesome.
You're like, okay, we can't go to everything now. So
expensive.
We had, the budget take a hit. That's why you guys should hit us on Patreon so we can go to all the shows. And we can, you know, be your eyes and ears on all of these places.
Your hands and feet, if you will.
Now that the commercial break is over, I think my favorite was No Big Deal. I've seen him twice this year. So the second time he came, when Belief was here as well. That show was lit. First of all, No Big Deal always puts on a great show. It was beautiful. We all come together. It's like a family situation. And then to be able to see Belief in person, especially since I feel like he said he's retired, right? Or like not doing music no more.
Yeah,
something like that. So if you know, when you know that he ain't coming back, you're like, I gotta be in the building. And it was so good. And I was mad because I was like, this is the only time I'm gonna be able to see him because he out here retiring. But it was worth it. He did music from In Fatherhood. He did music from Red Pills and
Black Sugar.
He did like a look, like sprinkled like a little Good Religion joint in there. Just something to make you be like, I remember. So
why are you all here?
It was a good day. We had a full Atlanta type situation. Afterward, we went to Waffle House.
There were free tacos at that show.
It was a very fun situation all around. It was great summertime memories, and so it was my favorite show of 2017.
That was a good time. Got to see Mowgli the Iceberg, one of our G, Michael V, and these dance moves. Like, we had a good
time. It was fun.
Yeah, and we got to meet Belief. But you already heard about that. Check out episode 34, Boss Behavior, if you have not. And
the way my brain is not set up. My brain was like, it was in the summer, figure it out.
One day, I'm going to totally just send y'all to the wrong podcast, and then y'all going to be like, she don't know nothing.
But don't ask me, because I will definitely send you to the wrong podcast. I don't know.
As of this moment, I'm 3-0. Let's see, my favorite show of the year was All Things Work Together. Once again, two answers on the board for y'all.
Come through.
Now, it was fun because, I mean, we'd seen Lecrae before at the Tabernacle, so I felt like I was like an OG coming back. I don't know why, but that's how I felt. And so, just being in the balcony, we literally, at least I did, had a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just dancing, being girlfriends, and because we were kind of off in the cut, if some of your moves were not so safe, we're like, man, we in the dark, we far away,
nobody trying to check.
And so I just legit, like, it was like hair down, had a good time. So yeah, that was fun, just on the strength of, people didn't stay on the stage too long. The openers were good. He had 1K Few, and then Aha Gazelle opened for him. Mm-hmm. And so wasn't my first time seeing 1K Few, but it was my first time seeing AHA, so that was very exciting. And yeah, we just had a blast. It was a fun night, and then we rode home in the drop top.
One of the last few days we could do that, because it definitely, winter came for your girl.
Yes, it blew out my curls, but it was well worth it.
Yep, yep. That was a fun night, and we got to be at the show where 1K Few was announced to be new to the lineup to Reach Records.
Yes, got the chain and everything.
Yeah, Letterman jacket, all that stuff.
Yes. So next category we have is the artist that we missed the most in 2017.
I missed you. Not like you died, but you just didn't put that out.
Yes, like we're just like our headphones miss you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Yes.
My person was Jackie Hill Perry.
Mm.
And I think I really missed her by the end because we got to see her at Poets in Autumn, PIA. And just seeing her on stage and like hearing her do her poetry again, you were like, girl, you know what? You don't put this album out and now she's pregnant. And now I'm like, I don't know when the album gonna come out. Like, baby album, album baby, together? One?
I agree. I feel like we were waiting for her and we felt like we were on the cusp of something. And now, I don't know.
I'm not mad that you're pregnant, girl. Oh, yeah. Do you. And you moving to Atlanta, do you again.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know when the album's coming out. Selfishly, for me, because I know I'm not having a baby, so for me.
Right? The artist that I miss the most this year is Jay Gibbons.
Oh.
Granted, I don't know if I'm smart enough to really be understanding his music. But you know what? I have all of the respect for anybody who's just not mumbling, using words, enunciating them things.
You know what?
Raps Christopher Nolan, where are you?
We are ready. We miss the pistol emoji. We miss the pistol emoji.
Yes, and I feel like all we got was, I feel like we got one single this year. Where you at?
Bunch of features.
I'm just like, no
album.
And I'm just like, I really hope that in 2018 we can list a different artist at the end of the year and that you hit us with some music, please.
Please. Ask you nicely.
Yes.
Please. All right. And so our last question before we get up out here, because I know y'all are probably tired of us. You want us to wrap it up too. What collab do you want to see in 2018?
I can't lie, I thought long and hard about it, and I was super lost on who to pick.
This is why I was lost. My bar is now raised on collabs. After we had Lecrae, John Gibbs, Jay Gibbons, and Jackie Hill Perry on one track, the level has been raised. I don't want y'all random collabs no more. I want y'all to cross coast. I want y'all to get international with it. I want y'all to surprise me. If I can figure it out, then it's not dream club. I need levels. Levels that I wasn't anticipating.
Absolutely. And I think that in 2017, we really saw this influx of mumble Christian rappers. And so because that's a lot of that is kind of what's at the forefront. I feel like I'm not checking for that. But I'm not checking like as a, I can't be like
in a whole,
yeah,
like just
I don't want to over just like a beat with just like a strong 808 and a piano. Like I don't want that. I want somebody who's gonna like use words, sentences,
metaphors, similes, all the things that are required.
Wordplay. Oh, yes. So don't have one right now, but maybe that'll change.
In 2018, we might have something more to say.
Yes. So guys, I hope that you enjoyed our 2017 wrap up in CHH. If you have not listened to these artists or these albums that we mentioned, please treat yourself and listen to them.
Yes, so much. You can go through all of our playlist of the year because at the end of the year, you can get all of this music right there in our playlist on Spotify. You can follow us at clean_ears_podcast. .com. That's just it.
Yep. Just podcast.
Just podcast.
So guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.